Emporia High Sports and Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
Mix 104.9.
Back inside of Andover High School, we are underway here in the second half of action, and already Andover has attacked first, increasing their lead 24-11 with a right side layup by Brandon Reddick, and Emporia High just turned it over on the opposite side. Now Andover back on the attack, 7.5 to go here in the third quarter. Josh Kim hustles across half court, gives it to Reddick at the foul line, and Fred Jackson reached in to knock the ball free. They're going to call Jackson for the hand check.
Second, first team foul.
Well, you heard it right there. That's Jackson's second first team foul, and we're going to get a quick 30-second timeout here by Coach Lee Baldwin. 7:21 still to go here in the third quarter. Andover struck first, as we mentioned, and, of course, it was Reddick. I mean, just cutting in there through the middle, and it just seemed like nobody could stop him there.
Yeah, and he is extremely athletic, and every time he gets the ball in the middle, he's just been able to go up over the top of everybody.
Well, I will say this, Emporia High is doing a good job of watching that ball a little bit closer, as they've been in for those on the two shots already. They've been in for the rebound battle, but they're going to have to really muster something here as they trail at 24-11, 7:19 remaining here in the third quarter.
It's a hard matchup.
Very hard matchup. Josh Kim now in between the rings. Goes between the legs, trying to get around Jackson. Skips it right side to Chris Harris. Harris back to Kim at the top. Back to Harris. He gives over to Brad Harris. And we're going to get a foul away from the ball on Andover. Oh, no. They're going to call that on Emporia High?
Fouls on Spartan number 24, River Peters.
Oh, wow.
First in the contest, second team foul.
River Peters picks up his second foul of the ball game, or sorry, his first team second of this second half.
I got a little push.
I don't know. Josh Kim at the foul line loses the handle. And we're going to get another foul call. The ball was free. Really? That one surprises me. That was a scramble for the ball.
Wow. He gave that one up.
Sheldon Stewart picks up his second in what is a very unfavorable call to the Spartan faithful here. I got to agree there. That ball was free on the ground. It was a scramble. And now another foul, this time against Reddick. They're going to call this one on Jalen King. That'll be his third. And the fourth team foul for Emporia High. The third foul in the span of 20 seconds. Reddick knocks down the first of two free throws.
Those are some questionable calls there.
Yeah.
Four fouls to zero to start out the second half.
Yeah.
Wow.
6:32 remaining in the third quarter as Reddick knocks down the second. He's perfect from the lines thus far as he now has 13 points on the night. 26-11, now the lead. Jalen King, great move inside, hits the glass, gets banged to the floor. No foul will be called as Andover recovers. Wide open, down low.
Eli Shetler
lays it in for two off the left side. 28-11 now the lead for Andover. They're starting to open up this lead. 6:05 remaining in the third quarter. On the other side.
Oh, my goodness.
Parker leads. Drives in for the layup, and he gets called for the travel. Another turnover here in favor of Andover with under six to go in the third. Josh Kim in the backcourt gets it into the front now. Brad Harris has it, and Sheldon Stewart or Fred Jackson, they're going to be called for a reach-in. Who's it going to go against? It's going to go against Parker Leeds. My apologies. That's Leeds' third. In comes Cooper Reck, out comes Leeds and Jackson, also in for Emporia High. Comes Calvin Seely. Reddick in the paint, jump stop, has his shot knocked away, rebound goes to Emporia High. Sheldon Stewart hustles down the other way, gives it to Jalen King. Pump fake at the top. Left side of the floor, back into the hands of Stewart. Now to Seeley on the left. Up top to King. Hands off to Stewart. Now to Drew Hess, and Hess was trying to feed it on the right block to Seeley. He got held up and couldn't get there in time. It goes out of bounds.
And like you said, Sagan, they got to slow down on offense a little bit.
Devin McFarthing and Blake Rucker check in for Andover. Out come Chris and Brad Harris.
Andover's using that length to definitely to their advantage on defense.
Poria High has yet to score here in the third quarter. It's 28-11 Andover with 5:20 remaining in the third. Rucker to Kim. Back to Rucker, left side of the floor, to Kim to the right. Being double-teamed by Seeley and Reck. And a turnover forced by Sheldon Stewart. Stewart, breakaway down the way, and it gets rejected by Reddick. And Poria High faithful want goaltending as Reddick takes it the opposite side and gives it to Rucker, who lays it in for two.
Wow.
I might have to agree with our fans here. That was possibly goaltending.
Possibly. It was really close.
Seeley, baseline drive, and we're going to get a travel on Drew Hess, who wasn't moving.
I haven't seen this many turnovers all
season. I know.
All
That's rough.
Season.
The lead now 30-11 in favor of Andover. 4:35 remaining here in the third. Rucker to Kim into the front court. To Reddick. Up top to Rucker. Three on the way. No good. Reddick goes over the back. No foul will be called. And then Kim will get called for the foul as he reached in on Sheldon Stewart. That'll be Josh Kim's second. Team's first of the second half.
Wow.
It's been a back and forth here. Very physical.
This playoff
Jalen
basketball.
King. Yep. Jalen King inbounds it near half court to Calvin Seeley. Now back to King on the right side of the floor. 4:13 remaining in the third quarter. Poria High trailing 30-11. Haven't found the basket yet here in the third. Seeley. Right wing to Stewart. Stewart trying to find a way inside. Goes to King now at the top. King, nice crossover move against Kim. Lays it in right side. Great move by Jalen King. He's been looking for that approach all night. 3:45 to go in the third. Rucker!
What?
Blake Rucker took six steps to the basket, lays it in on the left side. They will not be called for the travel.
That was a lot of steps.
That was a lot. Timeout will be taken by Andover. We will take a quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to coverage of Emporia High Spartan basketball here on Mix 104.9.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. By Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. And by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in Emporia and surrounding area for over 17 years.
Mix 104.9.
Back inside of Andover High School, Tegan Trahoon joined by Darian Harris out of the timeout by Andover. The Trojans lead at 32-13 over Emporia High. As Emporia High is back on the attack. Calvin Seeley works it around to the right side to Fred Jackson. Now into the right corner to Sheldon Stewart. Up top, Jalen King, three on the way. No good. The rebound pulled down by Josh Kim of Andover. Under 3.5 to go in the third. Kim into the front court. Skips it left side of the floor to Eli Shetler. Back to Kim now on the right. Back to the left to Shetler. Left corner to Reddick. Reddick goes in the paint and then leaves the arc. Goes back inside European Pro Step. Gives it to Devin McFarthing, who finishes at point blank range. Makes it 34-13. Andover, 2:56 remaining. Three on the way is no good. And a fight for the ball Are they going to call a foul? Fred Jackson?
Foul's on number five, Fred Jackson. His third.
Jackson tied up for the ball with Rucker, and they're going to say he fouled Rucker on the fight for the ball. So Jackson will pick up his third of the ball game. He'll join Jalen King and Parker Leeds in that regard. 2:52 remaining in the third quarter. 34-13 now the lead for Andover. Josh Kim into the front court for the Trojans. Goes around Fred Jackson. Right side, three on the way is off the mark by Eli Shetler. The rebound goes to Sheldon Stewart, and it's nearly picked off by Eli Shetler, but he fouls Jalen King jumping the pass. So Eli Shetler will pick up his first foul, much to the ire of the Andover faithful and to the pleasure of the Emporia faithful.
They're happy about that one.
Hey, I got to say, it's hard being an official.
Yeah,
because one
tough.
Side's going to love you, the other side not so much. It just depends on the call. 2:25 left to go here in the third quarter. 34-13 still the lead for Andover. Jalen King, right side now to Parker Leeds. Leeds dribbles around to the top, goes left side of the floor to Fred Jackson, now to Jalen King. Up top, Drew Hess with it. Back to Stewart, right side to Jackson. Jackson almost throws it out of bounds. Jalen King on the baseline. Kicks it up top to Parker Leeds. Back to King now at the top. Nice spin move into the lane, but can't do much there. Has to give it back up top. Left unguarded, right side layup, Fred Jackson. Great job by Emporia High to open up the passing lane there in the paint.
And that's what they've gotten when they've ran the offense all the way through.
1:40 remaining in the third quarter. 34-15 the lead for Andover. Brad Harris goes to Chris Harris, right side of the floor. Off the foot of McFarthing. Now Emporia High back on the attack. Left side, three on the way. Parker Leeds, good! A value net fiber three-pointer by Parker Leeds. And Emporia High needed that in the worst way possible. Great job by Emporia High in the transition to knock down the three-pointer. We've got a 60-second timeout here by Emporia High. We will take a 30-second break, come back with the final minute 20 seconds of the third quarter. It's 34-18, Andover leading Emporia High. You're listening to Spartan Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber Company. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Mix 104.9.
Back inside Andover High School, Tegan Trehoon joined by Darian Harris. With a minute 20 remaining in the third quarter, Emporia High with a big three-pointer by Parker Leeds. Cuts the lead now. 34-18, Andover leads it. I was going to try and do the math, and then I realized I can't do it. I had a number in my head. I think it was wrong. Backdoor pass and a jam by Chris Harris. Harris makes it 36-18. Lead now to 18. With under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Emporia High back on the offensive. Sheldon Stewart, top of the key. Goes right side to Fred Jackson. Jackson looking for some open hands. Works it around left side to Sheldon Stewart. Gets the defender to leave his feet. Drives inside. Floater is no good from the foul line. Rebound put back by Jalen King.
Wow.
Balls. Great job by Jalen King to stay with the ball. Emporia High cuts the lead to 16 with 27 seconds remaining in the third. 36-20.
He just traveled.
Chris Harris throws it away to Drew Hess. Emporia High with a chance at the last word here in the third quarter. Sheldon Stewart, foul line, goes right side. Cooper Reck. Reck, right block, on the baseline. Kicks it left side to Hess. Hess, jump stop in the lane. Five-foot jumper, good.
Are you kidding?
And we'll get a foul call on Fred Jackson in the transition.
Number five, Fred Jackson.
That's going to be Jackson's fourth.
His fourth.
One and one opportunity now coming for the Trojans. Wait, are they saying that he fouled him on a three-point attempt?
I said one and one, so I'm assuming that they say it was
They're saying
the floor.
It's three.
Yeah,
Harris,
no, they're giving,
yeah, they're giving him three. I guess Harris was lining up to shoot on the foul. I didn't see that, but Harris, nonetheless, misses on the first. Puts up the second. No good either. Three-tenths of a second remaining in the third quarter. 36-22, the lead for Andover. Puts up the third. It's good. And Emporia High will just dribble it out here at the end of the third quarter. We head to the fourth. Andover leads it 37-22 over Emporia High, which is showing some signs of life here. See if they can bring it together in the final 8 minutes of this stretch. We'll bring you the final quarter of action after this quick 30-second timeout here on Mix 104.9.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Shoal Construction, serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction at 620-591-2907 or online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, convenient shopping in one location. Follow the Flint Hills Mall on Facebook for current sales, deals, and events. The Flint Hills Mall at 1632 Industrial. And Emporia Public Schools, building futures one student at a time.
Mix 104.9.
We head to the fourth and final quarter of action in this boys' sub-state championship matchup. Emporia High trailing Andover 37-22. But the Spartans have started to come to life here just a little bit in the later half of this second half. But can that be enough?
Yeah, they're finding some momentum. They need to use that to ride it out to end this game.
Sheldon Stewart inbounds. Gets it back from Jalen King now at the top of the key. Goes right side to Fred Jackson. Now to King on the left. Back to Stewart in the left corner. Up top, Cooper Reck with it now. Hands off to King. King, left side to Sheldon Stewart. Pump fakes, drives inside, kicks it back out. Back up top to King now. To Stewart. To King, drives in, jump stop, gets banged to the floor. Jalen King going to the line for two.
And that's how you got to attack.
Absolutely.
Third personal foul
for Josh Kim, the sophomore.
At the line, shooting two, Jalen King.
Knocks down the first of two to King. .727 remaining in the ballgame. King puts up the second. It's good as well. Jalen King has eight on the night. 37-24, the lead for Andover. As the ball worked into the right wing now, into the hands of Chris Harris. Goes to Kim at the top for the Trojans. Back to Harris on the right side. Right corner down low. McFarthing finishes off the glass. McFarthing has six. As Cooper Reck has it now for Emporia High. To Jackson, to King now, left wing. 6:48 remaining in the ballgame. Backdoor pass. And the shot is altered by Reddick as Cooper Reck couldn't fall. And we're going to get a technical against Fred Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Well, I guess Fred said something the official didn't care to hear.
Number five, Fred Jackson, his fifth personal.
That will do it for Jackson.
18 fouls, Spartans.
Team foul number eight for Emporia High. So they said it was a technical foul. At the line to shoot two will be Eli Shetler for Andover as his team leads it 39-24. Puts up the first. It's good. setting for the second, puts it up, good as well. And now the inbound will come from in front of the Andover cheering section. Handling those duties are Chris Harris. Goes into the backcourt to Josh Kim. He'll be met by Cooper Reck. Left side of the floor with it now is Shetler. Goes to Reddick. Back up top to Shetler. Right side of the floor to Kim. Kim going around Reck. A little bump there. No foul called either way. Back to Kim on the right side of the floor. At the foul line. Kim get off. Ball stolen away by Parker Leeds. Gets it to Cooper Reck. Reck gets around the defenders. Layup right side is good.
And there's some transition basketball.
That's fantastic transition basketball if you ask me. 41-26 the lead for Andover. Approaching 6 minutes to play. In the backcourt. The Trojans get it in. Josh Kim almost overshoots Reddick. And it's taken away by Jalen King, who's fouled by McFarthing. That is the second foul for McFarthing. 14th foul for Andover the second half with 5:55 remaining.
And there's still some time left.
There is. Emporia High trailing by 15, 41-26. Finally got that math done right in my head. I had to count on my fingers and toes. 5:45 left to go. Right side of the floor with it, Jalen King. On the right block now, Drew Hess. Back up top to King. Drives inside. Layup is no good. Ball was altered in the air. 5.5 now to go. Josh Kim on the opposite end. Reverse layup of his own is good. That's just the first points for Kim this ball game.
Yeah, he's been playing a lot of defense tonight. Oh.
Air ball three attempt by Parker Leeds. It'll go out of bounds. 5:13 remaining in the ball game. 43-26 the lead for in Andover as taking a seat will be Cooper Reck. Back in comes River Peters. Five on the floor now for Emporia High. It is Leeds, Stewart, Hess, King, and Peters. Chris Harris to Rucker. Back to Harris. Right side to Shetler. Shetler loses the handle, gets it back off the glass. It's good.
And Andover's been able to find a way through Emporia's press.
And a foul will be called on the opposite side as Parker Leeds drove in for the layup. As, once again, Emporia High is looking for the goaltending call, saying that Reddick grabbed the net.
Well, you can't touch the net or the backboard.
No, you can't. Parker Leeds leaves the first of two short. 4:44 remains in the ballgame, 45-26 the lead. For Andover. Puts up the second. It's good. Timeout will be taken by Coach Lee Baldwin.
Timeout. Spartans will take a 60-second timeout.
You heard it there. 60-second timeout means a 30-second break for us to catch our breath. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Spartan Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Ruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th. If you're a sports fan or just a fan of great food, it's Bruff's. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963.
Mix 104.9.
Back inside of Andover High School with 4:44 remaining in the ballgame. Andover leads it 45-27 over Emporia High. As the Spartans have struggled against the length of Andover thus far here tonight. They've had their moments, unfortunately. They just haven't been able to really get on a solid run yet, Darian.
Yeah, it's just been tough. And, you know, they've gotten some good looks on the offensive end. They just haven't been able to knock them down. And, you know, that's kind of been the story tonight for them is, you know, they just haven't been able to hit shots.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to find the extra switch here quickly with 4:38 remaining. Shetler with it for Andover in the front court. Hands off to Rucker. Rucker almost an over and back. Now it goes back to Shetler. He feeds it down low to Reddick, who finishes point blank. Reddick now has 15 on the night. 4:14 remaining. The lead out to 20. 47-27. Jalen King. Bounce pass in the lane. Goes to River Peters and can't hit the shot. It gets knocked away and recovered by Andover. Left side, three on the way by Chris Harris is short. Rebound won by Jalen King. 3:45 remaining. River Peters, right side. Now to the right block to Jalen King, and ball will be knocked out of bounds off of McFarthing. It'll stay with Emporia High for the time being with 3:40 remaining in the ballgame.
They got to get some shots up.
Yep. 20-point differential, it's not impossible to overcome, but you got to start making those shots fall. Jalen King, left wing, gets inside the arc, hands it up top. Three on the way, no good by Sheldon Stewart, and Stewart's going to be tagged with a foul as they say he came in and made contact with McFarthing. 3.5 minutes remain. Down the other way we go for a 1-1 opportunity for Devin McFarthing. McFarthing with 6 points thus far tonight, the 6'3 senior. Out comes Blake Rucker for Andover. Back in comes Josh Kim. Only 2 points on the night for Kim. As McFarling hits the first of two. Should say the front end of the 1-1. The lead now to 21, 48-27. 3.5 minutes remain. Puts up the second, make it 22.
Second hand for Devin. Brad Harris.
Brad Harris checks back into the Trojan lineup for McFarthing as we're under 3.5 to go here in the ballgame. King, right side to Stewart. Stewart up top to Peters, back to King, now left side to Hess. Back to Stewart now. Let's go, a contested three. It rims around and falls away. Rebound won by Jalen King. He'll put up a 9-foot jumper that's no good, and the rebound will go off the hands of River Peters and out of bounds with 3:05 remaining.
Another couple of good looks there, just not able to knock him down.
Yeah. Coming out for Emporia High will be Sheldon Stewart. Back in comes Cooper Reck. 3:05 left to go. 49-27 the lead now for Andover. Rucker and Kim in the backcourt. Rucker gets it into the front, goes to Kim. Now left wing to Chris Harris. Harris back up top to Kim. Right side to Rucker. Now right corner to Shetler. Three on the way, off the mark. And Parker Leeds got smashed to the floor. There will be no foul called. Or will there? No, they're going to call a foul, but it'll be against Jalen King. That's King's fourth. 2:45 remaining as Shetler makes the first of two shots and makes it 50-27.
There's been some physical play out there.
Very physical, yeah. Drew Hess comes out of the lineup for Emporia High. Hess, the senior. As Shetler knocks down the second. Lead now, 51-27. Right side, Cooper Reck. Up top, Parker Leeds. To Cooper Reck, who turns it over. Josh Kim on a breakaway. Reverse layup, left side is good. Just the 4 points for Kim in this ballgame. As they continue to extend the lead now, 53-27, 2:15 to play. Jalen King, left wing three, off the mark. Rebound won by Chris Harris. To Brad Harris, back to Chris now in the backcourt. Into the front court now to Shetler, under two to go. Left side of the floor with it is Kim. Off to the right side to Harris. That's Chris Harris, back to Kim now, and they're just playing keep away at this point, as Kim will be fouled by Cooper Reck. So Cooper Reck will pick up his first foul. Officials having a conversation here. Not sure what the conversation was about, but
maybe unless it was a flagrant or not.
Yeah.
That's the way
there was some contact. I mean, some heavy contact there. As Kim bricks the first of two shots out of the Emporia High lineup comes the junior Cooper Reck. In comes Calvin Seeley. Kim misses on the second attempt as well. Sheldon Stewart up to grab the board. Stewart hustling down the other side now. A minute 40 remaining in the ballgame. Jalen King in the lane. Reverse layup off the glass. Good and one.
And we've had good things happen when we go to the basket.
Yeah. Fortunately, it looks like it might be too little too late here. With a minute 36 remaining, currently trailing by 24, 53-29. King sets, puts up the extra point, no good. Rebound to Chris Harris. And Harris not going to rush it. Goes to Rucker, back to Harris now. 90 seconds remain in the ball game as Parker leads, providing a little bit of confrontation, and they're going to get a 10-second call. Good job by Emporia High there. .124 remains in the game. Seeley inbounds to King. Nice move by King, but bangs it off the backboard. .115 remaining. Lead pass down the way. One-handed jam by B.J. Redick, putting a bit of a exclamation point on this ball game. Makes it 55-29 with 60 seconds remaining. Right side, Parker leads, throws up the right-handed layup. Shetler will get the board, and we're going to get a timeout. We're going to get a timeout taken by the Trojans with 49.9 seconds remaining. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here as substitutions coming in for Emporia High. Aiden Skiles, Drew Hess. Out come Sheldon Stewart. Or maybe not. River Peters taking his seats, as is Calvin Seeley. As Shetler will walk it up across half court, 45 seconds remaining. Well, it was a heck of a season for Emporia High. They'll end the year 15-6. As Coach Lee Baldwin, a lot to be proud of here, Darian, of this season, despite the final outcome.
Yeah, they've had to overcome a lot throughout this season, and they've done a great job. You know, they put themselves in a position to be in the Centennial League Championship.
And, absolutely.
You know, they've had a great season, so you definitely tip your hats off to them. You know, a great job this year.
10 seconds remain, and Andover will advance to the state tournament. 4 seconds, and that's going to do it. Your final score, Andover 55, Emporia High 29. A valiant effort by Emporia High. Unfortunately, just couldn't get it done here tonight, but they never gave up. They fought the whole way through. Give the Spartans a lot of credit.
Yeah, if you're Coach Baldwin, you can't be anything but proud of your team after this year.
They never stopped fighting.
Nope, all the way to the very end.
Absolutely. Well, we will step aside for the moment. When we come back, we will get into our post-game coverage, get you final stats, try and get a word with Coach Lee Baldwin, get a bit of a wrap-up here on the season, and look ahead to what's to come here over the next week with state tournament action kicking off all around the area. We're stepping aside here. Be back here shortly. You're listening to Emporia High Spartan Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. By AKA The Sports Fan, where sports fans are treasured. And by Cofeld Signs. The whole crew at Cofeld Sign Company would like to wish all the Emporia Spartan and Junior Spartan student athletes the best of luck this year. Go Spartans! Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. The Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And by Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongvineAuto.com.
It's time now for the Spartan Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. We'll return to the gymnasium to recap tonight's game right after this timeout.
Prairie Land Partners has made it easy for you to shop online. Choose your equipment, pick attachments, and even apply for financing all at jdbuyonline.com. Whether you're looking for a John Deere riding lawnmower, compact utility tractor, utility vehicle, or compact construction equipment, Prairie Land Partners has what you need to get the job done. Get started shopping today at jdbuyonline.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Mix 104.9.
Back inside of Andover High School, Tegan Trehune and Darian Harris. The final score, Andover 55, Emporia High 29. As the Spartan boys season comes to an end here. But I mentioned it before we got into postgame coverage here, Darian. It was a very valiant effort by Emporia High. I know you don't ever really like to hear that at the end of the game. You want to hear congrats on the win, but I mean, you got to give the Spartans a lot of credit. They really were amongst the trees throughout that game, and they had their moments, and they didn't exactly go quietly into the night.
No, and, you know, even though you see the point differential, you know, we talked about it kind of during breaks, you know, they were in position in this game to, you know, be in it. And, you know, if you go back and look at the offensive rebounds that they gave up and the amount of points that they gave up on second chances, if you cut out the second chance points, you know, we could very well be looking at a different outcome in this game. So, you know, definitely tip our hats off to Andover, but Emporia definitely did not do themselves any favors either.
It was a struggle, but, you know, they took the opportunities when they had them. And as a coach, I got to think, you know, you can't ask for more. They really did try to take it back to them. It just, unfortunately, sometimes that ball just won't fall your way.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about that too. You know, they got a lot of good looks. And against a team, you know, like Andover, you're going to have to make shots. And, you know, a couple of shots just didn't fall when they needed to.
Yeah. Well, again, it wasn't for a lack of trying, as still, Emporia High, a lot to be proud of this season, as they end the year 15-6. They've had some tough matchups, but they've accomplished a lot. And I got to think, you know, it's disappointing here at the moment, but when we get to talk to Coach Lee Baldwin, I got to think he's got a lot of optimism heading into next season as he brings back a lot of this core team.
Yeah, and, you know, we kind of talked about it before the game, and building that winning culture. He will have a couple of juniors coming back next year, and, you know, the JV team also has a few kids on it as well.
Yeah.
That, you know, I've got to see, and, you know, between them and the coaching, I think, you know, they will definitely be in a place next year to make another run like they did this year. You bring back River Peters and Sheldon Stewart, you know, two people that have started this year for you. So,
well, and you look, though, at a few of the names that will not be on the roster next year. Of course, the seniors, Jalen King, Parker Leeds, Fred Jackson, Drew Hess. I mean, you do lose quite a few players, but as we said, some junior experience still coming back, and that's going to make a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, you add Cooper to that equation.
That's true.
And, you know, you have a basically a core a core starting team. You add Calvin in there as well.
Calvin Seely, absolutely.
These are all people who have played all year.
They've got valuable minutes, and when you head into your senior year, you know you're going to be looked to on that bench. You know that that's going to be a big difference maker because a lot of guys don't get to see that kind of valuable playing time.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, you also get that experience of playing this year, and, you know, you get to a Centennial League championship game, and
yeah,
you get to the sub-state championship. So now you have that taste in your mouth, and, like, you want more now.
So gonna I think get that, in. Go ahead.
That experience will definitely go a long way for him.
I agree. Going to get into our final stats here. Brought to you Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. We will start with the Trojans of Andover as they were led in scoring by the senior Brandon Reddick with 17 points, 10 points for Eli Shetler, 8 points for the senior Devin Neil McFarling. Farthing, apologies. 7 points for Chris Harris, 5 points for Blake Rucker, 2 points for Brad Harris, and 4 points for the sophomore Josh Kim. For your Emporia High Spartans, they are led in scoring by the senior Jalen King with 10 points, 2 points each for Cooper Reck, Drew Hess, and River Peters, and 4 points apiece for Sheldon Stewart and Parker Leeds. That rounds out our scoring. Again, those final stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. As we await a word with head coach Lee Baldwin, I think it's time we maybe look into our player of the game, Mr. Harris. Who do you have to give the honors to?
I would have to go.
Apologies. I'm going to make you hold some suspense there. Sorry. Ooh. Still getting used to the format here. Our player of the game, of course, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and surrounding communities.
Look out for the vision of you and your family by scheduling an eye exam with Dr. Caitlin Toso at Toso Family Eye Care. 25% of school-age children have an undiagnosed vision problem which can interfere with learning. People over the age of 40 are at a greater risk of eye diseases like glaucoma and cataracts. Increased digital device use can also cause dry eye and vision strain. Look out for the people you care about. Schedule an eye exam with Dr. Caitlin Toso at 620-342-6282.
Back inside of Andover High School, our player of the game. Now I won't cut you off here, Darian, I promise. Who do you have to give the top honor to?
Player of the game, I think we're going to have to go with Jalen King with the point differential and one of the smallest players out there on the court today. And most rebounds, one of the most rebounds on the team. So
yeah, he was a difference maker. I mean, he was really going in hard to the paint.
Yeah, I would definitely have to go player of the game, Jalen King.
Jalen King, our player of the game, the 5'8 senior who ends the night with 10 points to lead the Emporia High Spartans in scoring. Now we look to the play of the game brought to you by Shelter Insurance Agent Callie Medrano. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Callie Medrano at 722 West 6th in Emporia. Who do we think had the play of the game, Mr. Deeker? Sorry, Mr. Harris. Sorry, I had a flashback to area game coverage.
I think
you are not Michael Deegra. I just want to apologize.
I think we're going to have to go with the three from Parker Leeds in the third quarter.
Yeah.
To kind of start getting them some momentum there in the game.
Definitely showed some of the signs of life there for Emporia High as Leeds knocking down a big, what I would call electrifying shot for the Spartans. I mean, they really needed that shot in the arm, and I think that really made a big difference there as they were struggling, and you know, they finished with 29 points on the board. It's quite a few more than it looked like they might muster as they struggled very early on in that third quarter. They were scoreless until about the last 3.5 minutes there.
Yeah, and this is one of the most low-scoring games that, you know, we've seen from the Spartans. And, you know, you just tip your hats off to Andover. You know, they played a really good game tonight.
Well, you go out to play to till the very end, and again, I'm not one that likes moral victories, but you have to give Emporia High a big pat on the back and just tell them, you know, those guys never gave up for 1 second. They fought the entire way there, and again, as a coach, I got to think that's what you want to see out of your team. Even when you're down 20-some-odd points, you never want to see them just call it quits.
Yeah, and they play hard all the way through. And, you know, I can't go enough without saying, you know, Andover just made it really difficult on them.
Yeah.
One of the first teams I've seen all season be able to navigate Coach Baldwin's press.
Yeah.
And, you know, every team, even the ones that they've lost, every team has struggled with that press.
Well, and you look at also a big factor here. You had three of the starting five get into foul trouble early on in that second half as Fred Jackson fouled out of the ball game. Jalen King picked up four, and Parker Leeds picked up three. I mean, you got to think that maybe starts to play a little factor in your mind, and it makes you a little hesitant to attack as much as you normally would.
Yeah, you definitely have to back off, you know, on the aggression because, you know, it's your last game of, you know, what could be the last game of your senior season. You know, you have to spend the last 4 or 5 minutes on the bench. And, you know, you're right. You can't play as aggressive as you usually would, especially with the press that Lee Baldwin brings.
We are awaiting a word with head coach Lee Baldwin. As we wait, we will take a quick 60-second break, come back, and continue our post-game coverage. Again, the final score here from Andover, sub-state championship game, Andover 55, Emporia High 29. We'll be back with more post-game coverage here on Mix 104.9 in 60 seconds.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Rainbow Pest Control. Tell them what's bugging you. Call Rainbow Pest Control, 620-343-2300. And go Spartans! Mainstay Suites, Emporia's extended stay hotel, offering group rates or a private meeting room for your organization's needs. Mainstay Suites, live like home. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. Williams Automotive and Collision Center, 3105 West 6th Avenue, taking care of Spartans since 1989. Go Spartans! And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Mix 104.9.
Back inside of Andover High School, taking Trahoon, Darian Harris, as our postgame coverage continues. Emporia High falls to Andover 55-29, closes out the season with a 15-6 record as we are still awaiting a word with head coach Lee Baldwin after, again, a very tough matchup here in the sub-state championship game against Andover. You know, one thing, Darian, that I really took away from that, too, is sometimes when you start to fall behind, you do get a little overly aggressive, and there was a lot of contact, a lot of physicality between these two teams throughout the entire ballgame.
Yeah, and, you know, it's playoff basketball. There's going to be some contact.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought that the officiating was all right in the first half. You know, you definitely don't want to see them be the ones to control the outcome of the game.
Well, there was a lot of back and forth there, a lot of physicality. And, you know, the one thing I will say about Emporia High is, you know, they really wanted to shoot that three ball, but it just seemed like they were a little hesitant because Andover did come in a few times, reject a few of those shots, but once they started to kind of catch some heat, they were knocking down shots really proficiently. Unfortunately, they just kind of fell behind a little too late, a little too long.
Yeah, shooting is a confidence thing, you know, with any sport. And I think there was a point in the game kind of early where there was a possession where there was two blocks back-to-back by the Andover team. And, you know, after that possession, you could see it kind of start to creep into their minds, you know, that they can block shots and that they are going to try to block shots. And you can see that kind of make a difference, you know, before they kind of got their confidence back shooting the ball.
Well, we'll get a quick update here from Oswego. A little while ago, Dylan Sherwood texted me that Opie was leading Madison in the girls' sub-state championship game up there, 48-46. There was 47.9 seconds left. Have yet to see a final score there from Oswego. Again, Dylan Sherwood and Ken Hansen on the call there on Country 101.7 FM. As, again, we are still awaiting word with head coach Lee Baldwin, as here he comes here to a very big applause from the Spartan faithful that made the trip. So we'll get coach here on the headset. Again, the final score here, 55-29. As coach gets set. I'm going to warn you, coach, you don't want to try and sit down there because it's hard to get your legs back out. I had to do a workout just to try and get back up when I sat down there earlier. Well, coach, obviously never want to see your season come to an end here this early, but your team, we were talking about it, very valiant effort, never gave up until the final buzzer blew. You know, just give us your thoughts overall on tonight's game.
Well, I told people that were close to me this was the second most talented team I'd ever seen on film in 10 years of being a head coach. I don't think I was proven wrong tonight. I mean, their overall athleticism, physicality, strength is something that we just can't simulate and we don't have. And at the end of the day, they're just a better team than we are. I mean, I'm not embarrassed to say that. They're just better than we are. But that doesn't take away from what this season meant to our team, our community, our fans. I mean, if you were here tonight, we had as many people here as they did, which is pretty incredible.
Coach, you know, we were talking about it before the game started. You know, we come from a losing season last year. You end the season now 15-6. It seems like you really have brought back kind of a winning spirit here to the Emporia High program. I mean, you know, again, I know it's a tough one here tonight, but you guys really have had a great run, and you've got to be proud, especially of your senior core.
Oh, I couldn't be more proud of them. I mean, I walked into that library back in April, and there were 17 guys sitting in there. I turned to our then athletic director, and I said, "Where is everybody?" You know, we had 17 guys show up to a meeting at a large school. I'm like, "Oh, my Lord, what did I get myself into?" And then 6 months later, we're playing in the sub-state final, and got 15 wins, brought our community back to guys' basketball games, great crowds, and our guys did that. I mean, by the way they played and how they did it together. And this senior class is really special. They brought a toughness and competitiveness that we were lacking big time in our program and in male sports. And I told them in the locker room that our younger guys have a lot to live up to in that regard.
Coach, I wanted to talk to you about that, obviously. You do bring back some experience next year. Of course, losing some powerhouses here in Parker Leeds, Jalen King, Fred Jackson, Drew Hess, but you do bring back experience in Sheldon Stewart, Cooper Reck, River Peters, and, of course, Calvin Seeley, some players that have seen some very valuable minutes for you this season. That's got to give you some confidence heading into next year.
Yeah, it does. They played meaningful minutes in big games. The biggest thing for us, I don't want to look too far forward, but we're going to have to get tougher. And we lose a lot of our toughness. And that's going to be something that we're going to have to make sure that we duplicate to the best possible way for us. So,
well, Coach, I don't want to keep you from your team. Just want to say it has been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Getting to watch you guys play this season. You know, I'm sorry that it had to end here, but what an effort by your guys, as you mentioned. I mean, it was a, no pun intended here, tall task tonight.
Yeah, well said.
They played very well. They gave it all they had. And, I mean, again, as a head coach, you can't ask for more than that, can you?
No. This game does not define how this season was. If you had told me before the year this is where we'd be and this is what would happen, I would have signed up for it in a second. And every single one of our guys would have, too. So it hurts this way because we care. We've invested a lot, but I wouldn't have traded it for anything.
Coach, before we let you go, anything you'd like to say to the Spartan faithful listening back home in Emporia?
I mean, just thank you guys for your support this year. I mean, our crowds have been phenomenal. I mean, I've never coached home games with crowds like that before, and I hope in years to come we can do that type of thing moving forward. And that's what our guys have to live up to, is earning the right to have people come support them. It's been incredible this year. I mean, that game on Wednesday was the best crowd I've ever been around.
I agree.
You know, I sincerely, from our program, to all the people who have supported us this year, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I mean, it's meant a lot, and just seeing our crowd today, I mean, I told our guys I wouldn't trade coaching them from anybody else. So thanks for all of what you guys do, commentating games, coming on an hour and a half road trip to do a high school game. That's pretty uncommon. So it's a pretty special place, and I hope people understand that.
Well, hope you know we enjoyed making the trip up here, and you know, I'm looking forward to the possibility of making more trips here in the near future.
We'll try.
Especially with the wonderful team that you've assembled. And the bright future you guys have ahead. Coach.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you pretty much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Lee Baldwin, head coach of the Emporia High Spartans. Their season comes to an end here today. 15-6 on the year. Final score 55-29. That's going to do it for our post-game show here. We will step aside for a moment, come back, have some final thoughts, look ahead to the state tournament action next week, and then hopefully get on the road here back to Emporia. You've been listening to Emporia High Spartan Basketball here on Mix 104.9.
You don't need a green thumb to have a great-looking property. You do, however, need a green mower. Prairie Land Partners is ready to help you get your property looking great this spring with a new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. With fast speeds and better precision, everyone will be talking about your lawn. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners to test drive a Z-Track mower today or shop online, prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution, Prairie Land Partners.
This has been the Spartan Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you in part by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. Bobby D's. By the RV Dock, 618 Industrial, repairs for your RV for over 23 years. And by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
Emporia High Spartan Sports is brought to you in part by Charlie's Place. They wish all Spartan athletes the very best this season. And Emporia State Federal Credit Union. They offer you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
Mix 104.9.
Back inside of Andover High School, Tegan Trehoon and Darian Harris, as the Emporia High Spartans fall to Andover 55-29. Their season comes to an end with a record of 15-6, and you can hear the emotion of Coach Lee Baldwin as it's been a special season for this team, Darian, and you've gotten to see a little bit more of it than I have up close and personal, and definitely one that you're going to remember. Heck of a way to start your career off here on the basketball side.
Yeah, it's been a fun season, and like you said, my first season broadcasting, it has been amazing. It's been an assortment of close games and all types of things, especially with this Emporia team. And
roller coaster ride, to be sure.
Yeah, I definitely have appreciated it. You know, they've taken me in as one of them. So,
well, the basketball coverage will not end here, as the Emporia High Lady Spartans did punch their ticket to the state tournament yesterday, as they will open up play on Wednesday inside of White Auditorium. And as a proud Spartan myself, I hope we can count on everyone here in Spartan Nation to pack White Auditorium for that opening contest for the Lady Spartans as they look to go all the way to the top of the mountain and claim a state title there at White Auditorium. Again, we will be bringing you all that coverage on our airwaves with game times. We'll announce those at a later time. But we appreciate everybody who's tuned in. Darian, got to say, my friend, great job. Grew throughout the season. You did a great job, and certainly hope we'll be having you on here more and more in the future. And whether I get to call more games with you or not, it's been a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it 100%.
Well, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close things down here from Andover. We will talk to you next week with state coverage beginning again on Wednesday. So make sure you stay tuned to KVOE and KVOE.com for more information on game times and how you can tune in for Spartan basketball action. For Darian Harris, I'm Tegan Trehoon. Stand tall, tackle all, no one fights alone. We'll talk to you next week.
Emporia High Spartan Basketball has been brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, the RV Dock, Longbine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Dr. Kayla Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Jeff Deb and Bree Williams of Eck Real Estate, and Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, and by the members of the KVOE Spartan Booster Club.
Your home for Hornet Sports, KFFX Emporia, Mix 104.9.
We were good, we were cold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't.